If you've been anywhere near the inner west this morning, you've almost definitely run into some pretty heavy traffic. Well, 1,200 bus drivers are striking today for 24 hours in response to the state government's plans to privatise bus services, primarily in Sydney's inner west. The strike is affecting buses running out of the Leichhardt, Burwood, Kingsgrove and Tempe depots, including school buses. So to tell us more about the reasons behind the strike, we're actually joined by David Woolhams, the Divisional President of the Bus and Tram Union. Welcome on the show, David.
Well, what it comes down to, Miles, and thanks very much for having me on this morning, it basically is to do with the announcement that was made by the Minister Constance that he's now going to privatise what's known as Region 6, which includes Tempe, Kingsgrove, Leichhardt and Burwood bus depots. This is after last December we employees received a letter saying that State Transit will be given the current contracts that they hold in these regions for the next 5 years, and people obviously had job security. So he's now decided he's not going to do that. He's going to tender these services out. I mean, it's not only betrayal of the drivers; it's also betrayal of the inner west Sydney commuters. Mate, our experience has been with people in that do have services privatised. The minister's on about providing better services. They won't have as many services as what they have now. Bus stops will mostly disappear and fares will increase.
And so the Industrial Relations Commission ruled late last night that the industrial action was illegal, but it still went ahead. Yep. So was the union notified of the decision? And why did you decide then to still go ahead with the action?
Well, it wasn't the union per se that went ahead. It was the members. And the members of these four depots have told us in here that they were going to go on strike. So it wasn't... definitely wasn't organised from this office. It was by the membership out there who said they've had enough. They feel very betrayed, and they informed us that they wouldn't be turning up to drive buses today for 24 hours.
Okay, so there are a lot of people in the Sydney's inner west that have been hit with some pretty intense traffic this morning as they're trying to get to work and school, and the same's going to happen when peak hour at the around 4, 5, and 6. Yeah. I suppose what would be your message to those people who are kind of they might see themselves as kind of caught in the crossfire between the government and the union on this issue?
Well, we do apologise, and I mean that sincerely. We do apologise for the actions that have been taken, but. As I said, it's if they want to complain, they need to complain to Minister Constance, because he's the one. He hasn't got a mandate to privatise these. He had no, under our industrial agreement, they're supposed to have consultation with us about any changes to these areas. That hasn't occurred. As he's done, as this minister always does, he just goes through the media all the time. He decides to have dialogue with everyone, the community as well, via the media. And that's all that's happened here. We found out Monday afternoon that this was going to take place.
And what would be the union's ideal outcome today, after today's industrial action?
The ideal outcome for us would be for the Premier to get involved. She was formerly the Transport Minister, and we have pretty good understanding that this wouldn't have happened if she was still the Transport Minister, but we need the Premier to get involved and to sit down and talk. Minister Constance keeps going on about the fact that he has consulted. There's been no consultation with the community, and there's been no consultation with the union.
And just finally, say that outcome wasn't met in the immediate future, would the union be willing to go on strike again?
Well, mate, that's another question for another day. But at this point in time, as you rightly said earlier in the conversation, Miles, we are currently under orders. For those orders, and obviously if we disobey those orders, there's heavily penalties attached to them.
Thank you very much for your time, David.
Thank you, Miles. Thanks, appreciate it.
Yes, that was David Woolhams, Divisional President of the Bus and Tram Division of the Rail, Tram and Bus Union. Gosh, I'm getting tongue-tied this morning. And he was telling us why about 1,200 bus drivers are on strike in Sydney's inner west today.